שלום, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לכנס.
Hello, we're reading from the lesson number one, All is One, from the North American Convention 2019, All is One, excerpt lesson number one, excerpt number one, Awakening Towards the Creator's Invitation. What can we add? Of course, as it says about the Creator, I'm first, I'm last, there's none else besides Him, and so on and so forth. So, of course, first and foremost, it's Him who has created and arranged everything and is awakening us. This is what we mean by getting an invitation, but how do we respond to an invitation? How do we come closer to Him? How do we get in touch with Him up to the point where we reach connection and adhesion and His degree? All these things are things that we have to discover and realize. Please.
Number one, from Rabash, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. This is what every person should believe. As it is written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made concealment that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice. And there is room for faith to believe that the Creator fills the worlds and encompasses all of the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him. And then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world. And this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
Meaning that the Creator hid Himself from man. And when and to what extent does He reveal Himself to man, to the extent to which man keeps the mitzvah of choice? What is that? We talked about it also on the previous lesson, which is to see that the Creator is the good that does good, above the desires and thoughts that we have against that. And if a person carries the choice out this way, then to that extent he discovers that he is the good that does good, but already in the corrected kelim in which he has made the choice.
Clip number one, Rabash, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory.
Meaning that we're inside the white light, inside of none else besides Him, that everything exists inside the Creator.
As it's written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice, and then there is room for faith to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world, and this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
As it says, as if you have made me. So, the Creator, He arranged everything, and He hid Himself, by doing so, giving man choice, to be able to reveal him according to equivalence of form, where he works on his desires that hide the Creator up to the point where he reaches the quality of bestowal or faith. And then, when he keeps this, or he does this mitzvah of choice, then he reaches an opportunity, a state where it's possible to reveal in man's kelim the matter of the Creator, which is called "You have made me." That then the Creator makes the then man makes the Creator king over him. So please, the question is, how do we, in what steps do we reach the end of correction, as it says here, really, in a few sentences? It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. Write it down if you don't remember, and talk about it. This is what every person should believe, as it is written, "I fill the heaven and the earth," that the Creator fills everything, that there's no place that's free or vacant of Him. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice, to see that He is the one that organizes, arranges, controls everything. And this is in order for a person to have to make room for choice for man. And then there's room for faith, meaning man reaches bestowal. What is bestowal? Like we've learned on our previous lesson, that I accept that the Creator is the good that does good, that I raise myself above my will to receive. And then I discover that really the attribute of bestowal is what controls everything, and I do it myself, meaning I continue it. This is what it means that the that man makes the Creator king over him. And then I realize the mitzvah of choice, and I crown the Creator over me. And by doing so, I reach the end of correction. So, let's talk about it, about this entire process. Let us please see this entire text on the screen. On the entire screen, thank you. Read it again, Niv.
It is known that the whole world, that the whole earth is full of His glory. That is what every person should believe. As it is written, "I fill the heaven and the earth." However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see Him, so as to have room for choice. And then there is room for faith, to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. Thus, at that time, a person makes the king who will rule over him. That is, a person feels that the Creator is the ruler of the world, and this is regarded as a person making the Creator king over him.
Question. What does it mean that after a man keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to man? Please. Everyone talks, even together. The main thing is that you'll start kind of feeling the
Excerpt number 2, Bala Sulam, Introduction to Tas, Item 4. It was said about this, "Lord, the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You support my lot. You placed my hand on the good fate to say, 'Take this for you.'" It is indeed true that the Creator Himself puts one's hand on the good fate by giving him a life of pleasure and contentment within the corporeal life that is filled with torment and pain and devoid of any content. One necessarily departs and escapes them when he sees, even if it seemingly appears amidst the crack, a tranquil place to escape there from his life, which is harder than death. Indeed, there is no greater placement of one's hand by him than this, and one's choice refers only to the strengthening.
Where do we see in our life that the Creator puts my hand on the good lot, and the only thing that I have to do is to strengthen? What does he put my hand on the good lot in, and how am I supposed to strengthen myself in this respect?
Choose in that prayer.
Excerpt number 3. Rabash Tanta. One who wants to taste the good taste in life should pay attention to his point in the heart. Every person has a point in the heart, except it does not shine. Rather, it's like a black dot. The point in the heart is a discernment of nefesh, soul, of gdusha, holiness, whose nature is a vessel of bestowal. However, she is in a state of shchina, in the dust, meaning that a person regards her as nothing. Instead, to him, she is as important as dust. Again, excerpt number 3. One who wants to taste the good taste in life should pay attention to his point in the heart. Every person has a point in the heart, except it does not shine. Rather, it's like a black dot. The point in the heart is a discernment of the nefesh of Kedusha, whose nature is a vessel of bestowal. However, she is in a state of shekhinah, in the dust, meaning that a person regards her as nothing. Instead, to him, she is as important as dust.
Through what do we increase it? How do we give strength to the point in the heart? We only have a point. We got some kind of awakening to connect to the Creator. What else? How can we add strength to that? Go on. Only when to engage.
Rob, is everyone talking? Everyone should talk together at the same time.
Okay, it's great happiness already. It's a great action. It's faith above reason, like friend said. Jealousy.
And not into the air, but to your friends. Like, sometimes you talk that way, but that no one hears.
Excerpt number 4, Rabash. From the article, The Point in the Heart. It is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells. As it's written, and I dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build his structure of Kedusha, holiness, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver, so the receiver too must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action, as it is written, let them make me a temple, where the acting applies to the kli, to the vessel, and not to the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the created being.
Rob, how can we reach a state where the kli becomes like the light? Please.
Excerpt number 5. Bala Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. This is because the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and such other doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them. Since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others. So you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut.
Meaning, it suits what we talked about yesterday and also today, it's the matter of limitation. Meaning, not to think of oneself, because this does not exist in the Creator, it doesn't exist in the complete attribute of bestowal, but everything outside of me. How do we do it during the day? How do we realize it? Like we said, that in the upper part, that I'm all the time in bestowal, because I'm in adhesion with the bestower, without any interference on my part, without me interfering, in short, right? Gershon, is it clear? What do we do all day long? Good, so talk about it. What are we going to do today, during the day, in order to reach the complete adhesion in each and every state? Like the Creator, he doesn't think about himself whether he exists or not, or does he... He who wants to achieve equivalence of form, it's forbidden for him to think about these things that obviously the Creator doesn't think about them, because there's no greater disparity of form. Therefore, anyone who thinks about these things, meaning he has any kind of thought about himself, surely he is disconnected from the Creator. Is that clear? Who disagrees? Raise your hands. No, not that bad. What do you disagree with?
Not that I disagree.
No. I asked who disagrees. If you want to twist the question, then...
I don't want to turn it around. I want to ask about the exercise today. How can we help each other?
I don't know.
How do we work together?
I don't know. We didn't talk about this. When will we finally understand that you have to be very pinpointed at the question and accordingly the answer?
You mentioned it now.
I didn't talk about it. What did I say?
How we are in this during the day.
If we talk about it, that's it.
So I'm asking how we can help.
I don't know. There's something that you have to scrutinize. Who else was there?
Dov.
Good.
No.
Yeah.
There's something here that I don't agree with. Why can't I enjoy what the Creator gives as is? Why do I need to disconnect in order to reach the point of there's none else besides Him?
Disconnect from none else besides Him?
No, to that point of none else besides Him. Why can't I just enjoy what the Creator gives? And that's that. In the will to receive. I enjoy, I suffer, I have pain. It comes from Him that I enjoy it.
It's not called that you're in Dvikut.
Why not? That's what I'm asking.
Because you can't be in Dvikut if you examine your situation from your kelim.
Why not? If you gave me a will to receive that I can receive pleasure from.
So enjoy. Only it's unrelated to spirituality.
I'm asking why.
Because the will to receive changes all the time, and all the time it experiences pleasure from separation and not bestowal, and therefore it's unrelated to the Creator or spirituality. So enjoy. This is your own business, but it's unrelated to our work.
Because it doesn't belong to the values of bestowal?
Right. Because in values of bestowal, how to put this? You don't change in the values of bestowal. You only go and add, and in your will to receive, you're all the time going through different changes as the will to receive awakens. Good?
Ken.
Yeah?
Rav, many times, a mother that has a baby, she doesn't really have the time for the activities, and because it's difficult. And then they say to her, first of all, take care of yourself, and then you'll be able to take care of your baby.
Care for yourself. It's not forbidden. Everyone does what he sees, what he thinks is good. What we're talking about is how can we achieve the very first point of adhesion with the Creator, which comes by me annulling my will to receive. I can't cancel it, but I don't take it into consideration, and I'm adhered to the upper light, that whatever I receive, that's perfection. This is the very first point of how to go into conception. If we'll do these actions, several of these actions, then we will be beyond the boundary between corporeality and spirituality. And through that boundary, we'll start elevating our vessels of reception for them to be in order to bestow, that they'll be past that boundary. And this is how we'll grow as an ubal, an embryo. Right? Good. Let's go.
Excerpt number 6. Rabash, Purpose of Society 1. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us.
How can we, from day to day, and during the entire day, do we more and more appreciate the group so that it'll become the Shekhinah, the place for the revelation of the Creator according to our equivalence of form with Him? How each and every day are we concerned with building the Shekhinah in the group? Please. All of us talk about it, and it's what we do during the day. And the realization itself is also by that same limitation that we talked about, because what we talked about in regard to the act of limitation, it's building the Kli. In the meantime, and the that how great this or that friends are.
Excerpt number 7 from Or Veshemesh, article Vayechi. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every 10, there is divinity. Clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friends should do the same towards him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse, and the Creator approaches them, and He is with them, and great mercies and good and revealed kindness will be extended over the assembly of Israel.
Now, before the North and South American Congresses, whether I'm at the Congress physically or I'm in mirror Congresses in different places, I heard that there are many places in the world where friends are getting together, many friends. How am I supposed to prepare myself? So, like he says, that divinity dwells in every 10, and the more the 10 are, the more the revelation of divinity. And each should enter his friend and hear from him about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator and so on. How do I direct myself at working in the group, in these big groups, as this being a very big opportunity that such we have only several times a year? And how do I prepare myself to bestow to them, and to the extent to which I'll bestow to them, I'll also receive from them? In short, how do I prepare myself for the connection, for the convention, that this will...
To your own.
Rav, suppose that the Shekhinah really dwells at the convention. How do I prepare myself in order to reveal her towards me, to integrate in the to be so integrated there in order for the Shekhinah to be able to reveal itself to me? And sure, it happens whenever we meet, but especially on these big meetings. There is a big, strong upper light. It's present. Everything's there. How do I not disrespect it? How do I elevate, raise my sensitivity towards it? And when I'm with there, how do I feel the upper light that dwells in everyone, the Shekhinah that dwells in everyone? How do I reveal that to myself and also take it from there when I go back from the Congress? How do I do all of this action? To come, participate, take, return.
Kadima.
Let's go with one big prayer.
Questions. Questions from the world clear. Go ahead.
Turkish, בבקשה.
Turkish.
Merhaba Rav, merhaba Dünya Kilisesi. Benim bir sorum vardı. Rav, biraz önce kişinin gün içerisinde
kendini
sıfırlaması gerektiği konusunda bir soru var gün içerisinde. Peki bir koşulumuz da var bizim bildiğimiz gibi. Ben kendim için değilsem kim benim için? Bu ikisi arasındaki bağlantıyı nasıl kurabilirim?
Nihat is asking.
He's asking if throughout the day everyone has to help everyone else. We learn that we have to help each other, but also I have to look at my own life. No one will do it for me. How is it possible to make these two conditions meet?
We're always in this split. We're always in two worlds. Besides, towards the upper world, we have vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. We have Ibur, Inika, Mochin. We have many such parts in our work, stages in our work. What can you do? Right? And in our world, you have work, you might have a house, something else you're doing. It can't be a single thing. So you do it. You do it. You just need to scrutinize what is the most important and what is necessary. That necessary for me is to work, to get my necessities together. Because it says, if there is no bread, there is no Torah. And if there's no Torah, there is no bread. Because I need to care for my spiritual development. Otherwise, what is my corporeal life worth? They end without any result. So you need to combine this and that. Okay?
Good morning, Rav. Rav, we see the strong preparation that you're doing in the tens as preparation for the Congress. The question is, what's the difference between the Congress and the daily work that we do in the lessons, in the tens?
Work in the ten daily is the work that remains in the tens. And what we do at the convention is that connecting many, many people to seemingly to a single ten. Like we read, where was that? That the main part of the gathering is for everyone to be unified. And to ask for the Creator, and the divinity dwells in ten. And of course, if there is more than ten, then there is more potential for revelation of the Shekhinah. So we ask you all to join the Congress. We'll have a greater force that will influence all of us. And that is how we will advance. Each one will be able to reveal Shekhinah in a very easy way. That's the presence of the Creator. It's called Shekhinah, divinity. We're very close to it. According to what we prepared ourselves, we can truly start to sense the revelation of divinity and tens, also individuals within the ten. Okay? Okay, that was Chadera. Now, Asia.
Good morning, friend.
Morning.
How can I be in a state of limitation and help the friends to prepare for this big congress where we can reveal Shekhinah between us? Is there any connection?
At a convention, we are in a state of limitation because we are included above our own heads in everything that goes on at the convention. I include myself with them. I forget about myself. I want to include myself there without any of my own mind and heart, to absorb everything I can from them. Because if divinity is in them, if the upper light is in that mass of people, then for me, that is like the Creator. And if I'm included with them, I have the opportunity to be included with them because they are people that I am together with in a single process, in a single thought, in a single desire. If I'm included with them, then through them I get revelation of Shekhinah. That's the easiest, simplest. They are as a transition, a conduit between myself and the Creator. It's like a single ten, that if I integrate it into it with such intensity, I can then reveal the upper force. The easiest, the simplest from all the different things we have. That's why I really, really ask of you whoever can come to the Congress, I'm talking first of all to friends from America, come to the Congress. Be inside, be there. Because to get this impression of you when you're distant is a lot harder, if even possible. I'm not talking about people like Moscow, Kiev, that they're gathering in their places that they can't come. And they have large gatherings at the location, mirror congresses. Okay, yes. Moscow.
На испанском задам в рамках подготовки к Конгрессу в Мексике. Но составимос препарада para un congreso.
I'll ask in Spanish.
И queremos hacer una pregunta para todo el mundial.
We want to ask a question on behalf of the entire world CLI regarding the Mexico Congress, the Latin American Congress in Mexico.
El logro del objetivo a todos los amigos en CLI mundial.
How can I give all the friends in the world CLI the confidence that they will achieve what they want in the Congress?
Talk about it, everyone. Awaken their hearts. And today, before these congresses, if we want, we can connect to such an intensity that it will just turn the world upside down. No doubt. You don't feel we have that potential? So it all depends on us. We have another week, so let's make an effort. Today, in the gathering of friends, in the Shivat Chavarim this evening, and in all the days we have left, and North America, come all of you, come to the Congress. Come all of you. Physically come and be included. You won't have the opportunity to be included virtually. It's not the same. Whoever can come with all of their might should come. Canada, United States, please. To Mexico, we have people from all around North America, from the very south of South America, from Brazil, Chile, Argentina. Okay, yes, Lior. I would also recommend to all of our campuses, all of our students, doesn't matter what level they're in, I recommend them to connect.
Exactly about that. First of all, we'd like to update regarding mirror congresses in Israel. So, during the Mexico Congress, groups from all over Israel will meet in their centers for big, strong, meaningful mirror congresses. We're asking for the friends from the groups to invite all their friends, the friends from the that are studying with us in whatever framework that they're studying. And on the second New Jersey Congress, we'll invite all the men from all around Israel to a very strong men's convention here in Petah Tikva to support New Jersey. Both we, the friends here from Israel, are calling upon all the friends from the United States to come physically to the Congress in the United States, and let's make it big time.
More. No, lesson is over. Are there any more questions about throughout the day, how we realize our destiny? It's clear? Okay, good. So what are we doing throughout the day? Go on. Yes, you.
We're adhered to the point of none else besides Him, the good that does good.
Above our vessels of reception, until we feel we have contact with Ein Sof, and we demand nothing other than this point of connection. Yes? Okay. And we don't demand any greatness or any change, only to constantly adhere to that point. And between us. Okay, let's try, read that article again. And that's it. And we'll talk about the convention. What are you preparing today for the Shivat Chavarim? Who's responsible?
Lemata or Lemala? Lemata. Vemda.
Where
is he? Oh, he's preparing himself. He's in the kitchen. Okay, so what else do we have left? That's it. Okay, you'll get all of the content related to the matter of limitation, of restriction. Please read it throughout the day as much as you can, and then that way we'll advance to that first state. Okay. Now, it really is within our reach.
Can you recommend, when we meet on Zoom, or until the Zoom meeting, it's clear what I'm supposed to do. On the Zoom meeting, what should we do in order to strengthen the exercise?
To read again this short article, again and again and again.
Should we talk or just read?
Even reading it without talking, but everyone's listening. Until again and again and again it's included and it will penetrate. There are many points there that you'll suddenly see that a word here is suddenly connects to something else. Good luck. And
announcements. The World Yeshivat Chavarim this evening, 6:45, we're inviting all of our friends from the World Kli to get together, come together on the World Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you to all of our viewers. And introductory lectures all around Israel. We're happy to invite you for the upcoming introductory lectures that will take place all around Israel. And for further information, contact us. Kabbalah made simple. What? Is my fate predetermined? If I already took my life into my hands, then where? Relationships, family, money, career, is there something beyond that? What's the purpose of everything that we're doing called life? If you also have similar questions, I would like to ask you to join me on a special course where I will introduce to you to the wisdom that has changed my life, the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Shira.
Let's sing.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Oh, 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 oh. to the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Fail, fail, соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Together.